Today I had a rather perplexing question, and I turned to the only person in the world I can really trust, myself. So I decided to get the answer to the question. Is the new Disney animated film Wish really as bad as everyone's saying it is? For the first time in a long time, this is one of the very few instances I can remember where a Disney film, specifically a Disney animated film, got blasted by both critics and audience alike. And I think a lot of you out there probably didn't even know Disney had a new animated film on the horizon, let alone out right now, because this movie, Wish, received less advertising than my secret TikTok account I made 3 years ago, It's Shade, where I was doing like awful fucking Doja Cat say-so dances and shit to see if I could organically grow a TikTok account wearing a mask. Spoiler alert, the answer was no. But this movie had no hype around it, legitimately no buzz, and unsurprisingly, it's not performing super well in the box office, but where it's really floundering is in the reception to it, where people are saying it's just genuinely not very good. Initially, I didn't have any plans of seeing this film, I just really wasn't interested in it. It didn't seem like a movie I'd really want to go put my ass in a theater for and watch. But after reading the reception to it and what people were saying about it, my curiosity was piqued. And all of you know that I'm drawn to bad movies like a fly to a pile of dog shit. I can't help myself. So, I went to see it last night, and I had to confirm for myself whether or not it really is the super stinker that it's made out to be. And before the intellectuals come in swarms to wiggle their finger and say, well, actually, Charles, this is a movie designed for children. It's ridiculous to try and critique it as an adult. Bah humbug. SpongeBob was designed for kids, but it's enjoyable for all ages. If you're making a quality product, even if its intended demographic is children, it should still be enjoyable to anyone of any age, if it's a good product. Disney used to understand this and be extremely good at it. Something like The Incredibles, I still think is an unbelievable masterpiece of a movie, even at 29 years old, and that movie is designed for a young demographic, but I still appreciate it as an adult because it's just a fucking good movie. I wanna go into Wish a little bit here. I'm gonna try and avoid spoilers. I wasn't really interested in seeing it, but after all of the reviews and everything, and somehow it got shredded by most people, which I would have never expected from like a pretty safe Disney animation, I got curious if it's actually bad. So right now it has, I think, the lowest Disney animation opening rating on Rotten Tomatoes ever or something. And I just saw it. And it's not bad, but I see why no one really likes it. It's really, really painfully generic. It is legitimately just a full-blown marketing campaign that could have been used as like a commercial, but stretched to a feature-length film. I don't understand why they'd even make it. It doesn't really make sense. They took every element of good Disney animations and like roped it into this haphazardly. And it has like the worst ending in any Disney animated movie I've seen in a minute. The ending is terrible. The ending is so bad. I just don't get why they even bothered with this. They didn't really have a story to tell. Like the movie's just over an hour, I think. Actually, how long is it? Let me check the runtime. It felt like it had only been like 20 minutes and we had reached the conclusion. Because it's just a speedrun of all the same Disney tropes we've seen a million fucking times. It's an hour 35. It literally felt like a 35 minute movie, which is nice. It didn't drag. But even spoiling it, it doesn't really do much. Basically, the concept of the film is fine. Like, the concept is interesting enough. There's a powerful sorcerer, and he takes people's wishes. He's made, like, this utopia kingdom. They give him his wishes to keep... gives him their wishes for safekeeping, and then he'll occasionally grant them. And the big plot twist... Well, it's not a big plot twist. It's actually established within the first 10 minutes of the film. Turns out he's not a great guy. Who could have seen it coming? He takes their wishes because he wants to ensure that they're not going to be a danger to his kingdom. So what he does is he takes all of these wishes and he only grants the safest ones. Like the most throwaway safe wishes. And Jeremy made a really interesting point that the film itself unintentionally serves as an allegory for modern Disney, where all of these fans have all of these wishes and expectations that they'd love to see Disney act on, and Disney doesn't. Instead, they just grant you the safest, most insignificant garbage content. Like the safest shit. And I was like, damn, that's actually kind of profound. Like, this movie really is an allegory for how Disney handles what the fans want. Yeah, Jeremy Jans. John, is it Johns or Jans? I really like his reviews. I think he does a good job. It's very concise, it's fun. But I never know if it's Jeremy Johns or Jans. Like, there's nothing objectively horrible about the film. It's just so derivative of every other Disney film ever made. You just get nothing out of it. Like, even the musical numbers are pretty uninspired. There's only one that stood out to me as being pretty good, and it's the second song in the film. Like, the second song is the only one that I was like, oh, that's kind of a banger. Everything else, I feel like no one would ever go out of their way to listen to ever again on purpose. They're just so bland. And every side character in this is completely forgettable that serves no purpose. And really, even the main character herself doesn't do anything. She does the most important thing, which is making a wish of her own on a star, which is why you get Luma here. But outside of that, she does nothing. The star does everything until the end of the movie, where it just completely blows its ass wide open with nonsense. There's been a trend on TikTok to compare it to older Disney movies and their music to show how generic it is. Oh, I believe it, because it is painfully generic. A lot of Disney fans on TikTok really don't like the music. Some of them even accuse Disney of using AI to make them. I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, this feels so derivative of everything good from Disney movies of the past tried to like make something new out of. Like, it does feel like you would plug all of this into ChatGPT and have it spit out a script. It's uninspired. The jokes in it, like, I don't even know if you could classify them as jokes. They barely even try in that department. There's nothing. It has nothing. But the thing is, like, it's not a bad movie per se, I suppose. It's just so uninteresting, so forgettable, and just nothing. I just don't know why they'd even bother with it. No, it's just boring. Like, it's not fun, bad, or anything. It is just a boring movie. It has nothing to it. There's no meat on its bones. I'll talk about the ending real quick, I guess, because the ending really is like the most egregious, like, hey, let's just wrap this shit up and be done, okay? So basically, what happens at the end. Okay. Big spoiler warning if anyone gives a fuck. Huge spoiler warning. Sound the alarms. Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. Big spoilers. At the very end, it's the final showdown between the main character and the main bad guy. And he's this all-powerful sorcerer. Our main character, she doesn't have any powers of her own. Like I said, she herself doesn't really do anything aside from summon Luma, who does everything. It's character's not actually named Luma, it's Star, but it's basically like Rosa and Luma. And he captures Star, and everything looks lost, because it is. He is now all-powerful, all undefeatable, just this fucking monster now. And the way they defeat him is she starts singing a song. So then every citizen of the kingdom joins in the musical number, and he's already like bound them. And they all just start singing, and basically it's the power of their wishes was so great that Star broke free and he got caught in his own staff. Somehow. So they unionized. I mean, I guess. Yeah, kinda. But he's defeated through the power of song and everyone wanting to make wishes. But I don't, like, there's no reason that should have beat him at all. Like, it shouldn't. He should have just listened to that and been like, all right, can you stop wishing? This is fucking cringe. And then he just starts blasting them all again. Like, there's no reason it should have done shit to him. Doesn't the main character become a fairy godmother? Kind of, but until then, she doesn't do anything. And even after that, they don't show her doing anything. You actually watched this? Yeah, I was curious why it was getting shredded so much. I couldn't imagine it actually being that bad. Like I said, objectively, it's not horrible, but it's just a complete waste of time. There's no reason to see this movie. It's just this amalgamation, this fucking chimera of Disney greatness from the past thrown in here really shittily. Disney's just tanking all over. Disney's had a rough year in terms of like the reception to their work. Financially speaking, I don't know how they're faring, but the reception to a lot of the Disney work this year has been rough.